TY, TNA, more Hips Picks.
Yes, it's right. It's time for the amazing Mr. Martin Peeprell to brighten up our day. Good morning, Martin.
Hey, hey, hey.
How are you, sir?
Oh, mate, not bad. Just, you know, tried to find a little area where I could crouch where there's not too much of the famous Wellington wind blowing around. You know, I didn't want to give you guys too much of an authentic live from Wellington radio experience, you know.
And we appreciate you crouching. That's dedication to the cause, well, and it won't be forgotten.
Not so much crouching, but, you know, I'm definitely, like, hiding in, like, a funny corner. It's, like, weird. It's definitely, like, someone's going to walk past and be like, this is weird. What are you doing?
Oh,
like,
no. Oh, my gosh. No, I love that. Now, tell me.
Of course you fucking do. Anyway.
Well, I'm just picturing you right now, making me laugh. Tell me, you must be a political man, you involved much in this election? You invested?
Yeah, I'm helping organise a campaign fundraiser for the Green Party Wellington Central candidate, Tamitha Paul.
Oh, good on
you. Saturday night at Meow. We've got Ma, Mara TK, Asia, Underwelly, Bad Tech, and DJ Malfunction all coming together for, you know,
nice bloody
evening
good.
Evening at entertainment, back our girl. Yeah, something that. So obviously I have a fucking stance.
Yes. Obviously I have a clearly, stance and a position clearly.
And a bias. But, you know, look, I mean, we should all have a stance, you know?
Totally, absolutely.
You know, like, I mean, obviously, like, it's not like we're going to agree with everyone's stances or love everyone's stances. Or, and I mean, maybe in some cases people might not want to talk to each other again when they compare stances, but you should have a stance.
Totally. And
yeah,
I know
for someone.
It's very easy not to have those conversations, but also those conversations do need to be had.
Although it's funny that you say that, though, you know, that it's very easy to not have those conversations because, you know, for some people it's very hard to not, to not have those conversations.
Oh, completely. Completely.
You know, it's very difficult when you get certain groups of people together for dinner. But it is what it is.
Oh, well,
it's high stakes, though. Look, it's high stakes. For some people, there's just high stakes.
Absolutely.
There's different stakes going on, you know, depending on your life circumstances, financial situation, you know, all sorts of stuff.
So true. So very true. That's the election. What about the music today? Great song choice.
Oh, man. Been looking forward to this. Been waiting for this.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, this is music from the debut album from an artist who I've been watching closely for about 2 years, 2 years and now. So the song today is V7, and it's off an album that's coming out in November called Rhythm is Memory on Kindergarten Records. This is by Aisha Chung, a.k.a. DJ Aisha, who's been making a name for herself in the North American and European techno, dubstep, house, you know, grime sort of music, club music on this axis between sort of 100 to 140 BPM scene for a few years now. But while, you know, like, she's like a new entrant to producing and releasing music within the scene, doesn't make her news DJing or news music.
Yeah,
she's
right,
got one of
course.
These great stories. Her family's from India, and her twin sister were raised back and forth between India, Nepal, and the United States right through their childhood and teenage years.
So, interesting, wow.
Look, you know, they spent time in Chicago, they spent time in San Francisco. They spent time in about 5 different cities in India. They spent time in the Himalayas. You know, at one point they had pet monkeys when they were 15-year-olds. They were going out, sneaking out with fake IDs to nightclubs to go and see DJs play. They had these arty bohemian parents who took them to, like, Goa trance parties. A lot of these cities in the Tamil area in India have really percussive musical traditions, you know, a lot of them. Anyway, you get to uni years, and Aisha went and did a year in London. in about 2007, 2008. You know, getting exposed to, you know, dubstep, new rave, all of the sort of UK stuff going on. You know, you can go and see Frem play a DJ set. The next night you might go and see Block Party play a DJ set. You've got the whole Bloghouse thing happening. All this stuff, you know, this is all in the background.
A couple
of years, gets to Washington, D.C., working in international aid in Washington, D.C., picks up DJing and finds that DJing is this really amazing way to connect with people over music. Starts organising gigs, starts playing regularly, starts being a backing DJ for rappers, doing all of this stuff. Really, really crazy, really hectic. The whole, you get to the point, you will have seen it, you know, people, they end up playing several nights a week and it sort of builds up to this frenzy, and quite often people have a burnout point.
Yes. Now, you and I have actually talked about this before, yeah.
Yeah, hits the burnout point. Goes and works for a software company called Splice. Lives to New York, you know. Starts producing on software, gets into, like, modular synthesis and all the analog gear, building up these really percussive beats with these really psychedelic synth backdrops. Personal pleasure, you know, but also aspirations to be a producer.
Yeah, right.
Pandemic hits. So during the pandemic, she started releasing music. A few EPs, restrictions start to decrease, starts getting more DJ gigs around New York, gets a residency at this great club called Nowadays, which is like an indoor-outdoor club, outside areas during summer, indoor during winter, you know, they've got like a food cart section, they have like a separate bar, it's a whole environment, you know, kind of like Smash Palace.
Okay. Those
sort of vibes. Smash Palace. And like Flux or Hyde were like the same thing. So you could have like the chilled, vibey outdoor Smash Palace stuff and then the hardcore dance floors as well.
Yeah, right. Sounds great, yeah, actually.
Yeah, so it's all good, all popping, all going well. Yeah, and this all dovetails together into finally, in her mid-30s, releasing her debut album, Rhythm is Memory. 10 tracks, there's a whole bunch of different exploration on here. There's songs similar to the one we're going to listen to. There's songs that do different things, just trying ideas out, trying out rhythms.
Cool.
Yeah, it's just fun. The whole thing's just like really like a lot of fun, and it's just someone who's taken their time, someone who's been exposed to a lot, someone who's put a lot of work and craft and heart into what they're doing, a lot of focus and dedication. Just sounds good. And there's this digital bonus track. Yeah, the album's vinyl and digital, but there's a bonus track. You've got to get the digital version also. There's this bonus track called Buzz that just drops and drops and drops and drops and drops. And you just think it's at the peak, and then it just keeps adding and adding and adding. And
it's a lot of fun,
eh?
Oh, that sounds great. And
yeah, so this track's a lot of fun. So the album's a lot of fun. Anyway.
Yeah, no, it was interesting how you described it then, because after hearing that story, the first thing I kind of thought was, oh, this sounds like an album not really rushed. No one rushed into this idea.
Nah, it took her time, you know. Time learning how to do it. Took her time just learning music.
Yeah, I respect music the hell out of that.
Music, what it's about. Learning how to use the equipment. Learning how to make it. But then the actual album, I mean, the album was made over the course of about the last year. But aside from working, that was basically all she really did. Yeah, but you know, it's a sort of thing where it's like a fine arts thing. You've got to figure out everything. It's like, okay, let's say you're a painter, and you figure out, okay, this is the sort of paint I'm going to use. These are my techniques. This is the canvas I'm going to work on. These are the colours. You get all your restrictions, and that could take a really long time to figure all that out. But then the actual process of doing the painting, that could be quite quick.
Yeah,
but it's quick because you've done all the preparation, and it's sort of similar with producers. It's like you've got to do all this, you've got to get all your drum sounds, you've got to figure out your bassline sounds, you know, your melodies, your harmonies. Like if you're making like unique noises with synthesizers, you've got all this preparation, making yourself a palette, and then once you've got the palette, you just go.
Yeah. Oh, well, thank you very much for talking to me this morning, Martin. Also, I have quite a special thing to tell you.
Yeah, go.
Did you know this is our 50th Peps Picks together?
Hey, 50!
50. Oh, man. Yeah.
50, coming up on 52. 52 in 2 weeks.
Yeah. A full year it's going to be of Peps
Picks. Oh, that's good, man.
Yeah.
That's good. You're hanging in there, Liam. Proud of you. Oh,
thanks.
Stuck in it. Hey, folded.
Hey, and you're still doing it. Don't be proud of me. Thank you. You deserve the thanking.
Yeah, for like, I don't know what it's been like. So try and figure it out, you know. I think it's been, man, how long has it been? It could be 10 years, actually.
Ooh.
Somewhere between 7 to 10 years. It's been ages.
Wow.
There's been breaks, though. There's been breaks. Every now and then there's been like a break for like a year or something. But I think, man, it possibly is. Could be close to 10 years.
And you don't need to say it. I already know that I'm your favourite person. Like, it's fine. We don't need to address that.
You've been doing a pretty good job, Liam. It's been pretty good. I'll give you that. It's pretty good. I've seen a range of personalities. It's been a range of personalities and perspectives in this time.
God, I can imagine. Hey, Martin, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
All right, you too, buddy.
And 50 Peps Picks, can you believe it? Anyway, here we are, number 50, his song today, V7 by Aisha. Oh my god, why is everyone in my office screaming right now? Can you all shut up, please? Sorry, listeners, I'm professional workplace here. Anyway, here is the song today, this is V7, enjoy it, guys. Thank you.